Military Mondays with David Katz.
Good morning, Major Katz. How are you?
Good morning, Kathy. Thank you for asking. No complaints.
Okay, good. That sounds good. All right.
So, I mean, why should we complain? We're getting rain, which we need. The rand hasn't collapsed against the dollar. And the COVID figures are looking reasonably well compared to the rest of the world. Nothing to complain about.
Okay, very good. We like that. Should we leave it there or should we talk about Russia?
Let's talk about Russia. Why not?
Okay. Let's talk about the historical relationship between South Africa and Russia. I mean, bearing in mind that we are one of the few countries in the world that actually has a communist party. In December, and this is where it comes from, is that in December I was at, it was on the Day of the Vow, or what's it, Day of Reconciliation. There was a prayer service, a multi-denominational prayer service. It took place at Freedom Park, and afterwards there was a talk by the ANC war veterans. I wanted to hear their stories, and went into this hall. It was a hall that had been used for an exhibition to honor Russia and Russia's involvement during apartheid. And I thought that that was quite interesting. And I wondered the relationship then of Russia and South Africa. So what can you tell us?
Well, of course, I mean, the Russians have had a relationship before then with South Africa. They had very close relationships with the ZAR, the Transvaal Republic. And in fact, they backed the Boers against the British throughout the Anglo-Boer War, supplying military personnel and medical assistance to the Boers. And that was back in the 1899 to 1902. And that's where the relationship began. Once again, the Russians established diplomatic relations with the Union of South Africa from 1912 to 1917. And then with the advent of the Russian Revolution, diplomatic ties were broken with South Africa because South Africa was quite against the communist regime, as were many, many regimes in those days. And once again, South Africa, through the Union of South Africa, had diplomatic ties with Russia during the Second World War from 1952 to 1956. And diplomatic ties were broken off with the Soviet Union in the early 60s with Sharpeville. And that's where, let's put it this way, white South Africa lost touch with the Soviet Union and the Russians. But behind the scenes, not very apparent to the whites in South Africa, were the Russians backing the liberation movements in South Africa. And this backing was very, very much appreciated by the liberation movements, obviously, who were looking for friends and allies to take on the apartheid regime. And that's where this relationship that you're talking about was established between the black liberation movements and the Soviet Union. And with the fall of the Soviet Union in the early 90s, Russia has come back to Africa now and tried to reestablish those links that the Soviet Union had during those days of the Cold War.
Interesting. So do you think that that's why we have a communist party in South Africa today?
You know, it's very, very interesting. The Communist Party, when it started in South Africa, was a white supremacist movement, actually, that backed the white miners on the rand against the inclusion of blacks into the mining industry. I mean, it's unbelievable how history works, actually. So that was the start of the Communist Party here. And it's only later on that they embraced incorporating the blacks and then the black liberation movement. So that the Communist Party in South Africa didn't exactly come from great inclusive roots, let's put it that way. So it also has an interesting history in South Africa. But that aside, South Africa is one of the very few countries, and I think this is where it's a plus and where we have a lot of strength. It's one of the very few countries in the world that's able to accommodate all these different ideas, all these different religions, all these different political parties and dichotomies. I mean, there's very, very few countries in the world where a communist party will sit together with a capitalistic movement. Let's put it that way. And there doesn't seem to be any sort of contention there or controversy when it comes to it. So it's a plus for South Africa that we're able to accommodate different viewpoints like this. It's pretty strange. I mean, some of the results are very, very strange. But I think it's to our credit that we're able to afford this type of accommodation.
Listen, I think it's important to have dialogue, but it makes South Africa very open to subversion. And I think that we need to kind of acknowledge that as well, without sounding like a conspiracy theorist. But that's really what it is. There are certain countries that are open to subversion and certain countries that aren't. South Africa, unfortunately, is very open to subversion. You know, countries like Japan and China are not open to subversion at all. They're not interested in your opinion, and they're not interested in what you have to say and doing things your way. They do the things their way, and nobody else's opinion matters. So, yeah, it's interesting. David Katz.
Look, it's price of democracy is that the more freedom you have, I mean, obviously, the more you're at risk of people propagating some weird ideas. You know, it's part of democracy.
Yeah. Okay, that's where we leave it today. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll catch up with you next week. I don't know yet if Howard will be back, but at this point, probably not. Okay, thanks so much. God bless, David. Bye-bye. That's Major David Katz. He's a major in the SANDF, and talking subversion.
Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.